Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. We're talking all about career today. My guest is one of the executive directors for the largest business networking organization in the world, with over 170,000 members in 58 countries. Last year alone, this group generated $8.6 billion worth of business for its members. Closed business, right?
That's right, closed business.
And my guest has been the executive director of the BNI chapter, well, the BNI region for Southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island for the past 5 years. Brenda Curry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm so excited, and thank you for inviting me here.
You're welcome, and I already have goosebumps happening.
You know, I've listened to your show. You have such great guests, so I'm honored to be part of that.
Oh, well, thank you, and I'm wicked excited to have you here because I joined BNI.
I know. I'm so happy. Welcome to the family.
I know. We're welcoming each other here.
Yeah.
Now, you've been with BNI for 15 years. BNI was established in 1985. And then they began franchising in 91. So is it 30 years this year?
It is. We're having our 30th anniversary. Next 2 weeks from now, I'll be in Savannah, Georgia for our U.S. National Conference.
Oh, nice.
And we're having a big party. We're celebrating 30 years. It's really been a crazy ride. I don't think anyone expected for us to grow in 30 years like we have.
I know.
But I've been involved for 15 years, and I actually started as a member, just like you.
Yeah.
15 years ago, I became a member, and I was a website designer at that time, and I had such success that they came to me and said, hey, would you mind helping some of our other members also achieve success? So I became a director for them. And
when you become a director, it's part of like a couple of chapters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you work with a couple of chapters that you're assigned to help them grow. You know, and mentor them and share your experience and things like that. And then it just kind of evolved. And a few years ago, I became a partner with the franchise owner, and she actually retired a year and a half ago. So now it's me.
So you became a partner.
I was wondering
how you made that transition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's great. I have the best job in the world.
Okay. Now, tons of questions.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Let's get at it.
So there's many locations in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. How many?
In my area that I oversee, we have over 50 up and running chapters.
Okay.
We like to call them success teams.
Okay.
And then we have 7 or 8 that are in formation throughout the area.
In formation, which is mine.
Yeah. So you're starting a new chapter.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what happens because it's one person per profession in each chapter. We can't always fit everybody. So when we get enough people that can't get into another chapter, we start another one.
Yeah, it's a great way to do
It's awesome because there's no competition.
Mm. So how many other regions are in Massachusetts?
In Massachusetts, there are 3 executive directors. So
I have
Southeastern Mass, which is Bristol County, Plymouth County, and Cape Cod, as well as Rhode Island, but that's outside of Mass. And then Patty Salvucci, who's been an executive director for 20 years.
Wow.
She owns Boston through like the Worcester area.
Okay.
And then there's another gentleman from New Hampshire who owns a couple of different regions, but he also owns Western Mass, and he's Tim Roberts.
Okay.
And I actually work closely with both Patty and Tim because we're nearby regions, and we support each other. They're my mentors. Patty's like great. She's just amazing.
So you really don't compete with each other.
No,
you support each other.
No, our whole organization is really all about sharing best ideas, supporting each other. You know, we have a brand new executive director in Vermont, and when her first year that she was there, she was really struggling with how do I train my members and how do I put on these regional events. And
but
I said,
they have lots of stuff in place, like tools, right?
I said, do you want me to come up to Vermont and help you? She said, you would do that. So I got in my car and I drove to Burlington. I did that 2 years in a row, and now she's up and running, and she's a superstar. So we just do that for each other.
Oh, that's
it's really
nice.
Amazing.
Wow.
It's really cool.
So a year and a half that you have been the solo owner.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, just so you know, I have a very good team that supports me. So
yeah, well, I, you know what? On one of my sheets of paper here, there's a list of, I think, I don't know, 16 people.
Yeah, there's a couple people not on that list. So we have about 18 of us that run the region. Most people are part-time, but I do have a couple of full-time.
And I noticed that it's almost equal, the amount of men to
it is.
Women.
That's one of my goals.
Ooh,
yes.
I'm very excited about that. And this, so BNI, really, has it been a misconception that it is a organization for men?
I don't think it's a misconception. I think that, you know, maybe women just haven't been aggressive enough in the business world. Mm-hmm. We're made up of entrepreneurs. So we have a lot of people who have home-based businesses, you know, that work for local companies. And, you know, I don't know why we don't have more women. We're about 30% women, 70% men.
Yeah.
My goal is to kind of work on that to even that out because, you know, we make up half the population, so we should represent half the business community.
That's right.
And it's not that women don't work and have their own businesses and work at local banks and insurance and whatever. They're just maybe they don't put the time into networking.
I don't
know. So I don't know what that is, but we're going to fix that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to talk about it some more because it's a referral group. But it's a networking organization. But there's so much else that you get.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That we're going to talk about
later.
Yeah,
we'll get
later.
To that. Right.
All right. Now, what do you think is the biggest strength of BNI?
Well, besides the people, because the people are amazing. Our members, we call each other referral partners because they're just the coolest people. Entrepreneurs are great. They're creative. Yeah.
Thank you.
They're really, they're just great. They're fun to work with. They're really spirited.
Yes.
But we... you know, we do a lot of training. You know, we're really supporting one another. So what really makes it special is the people, but we have a really good system.
Yeah.
And that's the secret.
Yeah, you have to have systems in place.
Yeah.
Systems and processes. And you have to really fine-tune them as you grow.
Yeah, and we're dealing with entrepreneurs here, and entrepreneurs typically don't like to be told what to do. So sometimes we have to struggle with you know, okay, if I can show you a better way to get from, you know, your dreams to your goals, would you follow a system to do that? And most entrepreneurs, once they understand why, they're happy to do it.
Yeah.
Because they're busy. They want to save time. But they like to be creative and like to do their own thing. So we have to kind of stop people from reinventing the wheel because this wheel was invented 30 years ago.
That's right.
It's always being fine-tuned because there's great minds always working on it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it does evolve and it does change. But it's a system and it's not complicated. It's really simple. So that's really what makes it work. It's a system.
It doesn't have to be complicated.
No,
I know. Sometimes people try to make things a little too complicated. Yeah. And when you make things too complicated and you insert so many ways and theories and ideas, you don't make a decision.
You don't make a decision and you can't implement it and you can't follow through with it and you can't use it consistently.
Yeah.
So we have a very
action
simple,
person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have like five things that we track and that's it.
Oh.
Simple.
Oh, just five things that you track.
Five activities that we track. Mm-hmm. And if you just do these five activities, you will be successful in BNI.
I can't wait.
Simple.
I can't wait. Now, we only have five or six people in the chapter that I'm involved with. Can I say the chapter?
Yeah.
I guess, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hello. All right, so it's Beacon Connectors, and we're meeting in Plymouth. And I guess we're meeting on the... Thursdays 9 to 10:30, which I love because I get my kids on the bus.
Yeah.
So I've been keeping my eye out for BNI for so long, but a lot of the meetings are at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they're 7 or 7:30. When I first became a member, I joined a lunch group for the same reason.
Yeah,
because I had kids to get on a bus, and it was too difficult. So
and we do have a lunch one opening in
Mashpee. First one on Cape Cod. We have our first lunch group. I'm so excited.
I know. And when I heard you say that at the conference, the Cape Cod conference.
Yes.
When I heard you say the lunch one, I was like, ooh, all excited. And then all of a sudden, this morning one was popping up in Plymouth. And now I don't have to go over the bridge.
Yep. And here's the thing. We can create anything we want in life, including the perfect BNI chapter that fits
I know.
Everyone.
Everyone's lifestyle. Because some of us are still mm-hmm. caregivers and getting our kids on the bus and exactly. things like that, even though we have careers. Okay. Well, we got to go to a break. When we come back, I want to know how your passion with BNI has really evolved. Because you've been with BNI for 15 years. You've been the director for five and the partner for five.
Yes.
And now the sole director
yes.
for a year and a half. Okay. All right. We'll talk about that when we come
Great.
Back. My guest is Brenda Curry, and you can find her information at BNIRI.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
What is your biggest challenge in your business? Are you getting all of the word-of-mouth referrals that you would like? Membership at a BNI chapter provides a positive, supportive, and structured environment in which to exchange quality referrals for men and women in business. BNI is an income generator and passes hundreds of thousands of referral business every month. Find out how you can be a part of a local BNI chapter or start a new one by visiting BNIRI.com. Serving southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Island. That's BNIRI.com. Listing your property? Astounding Surrounding Staging is your South Shore home staging company. We help you stand out from the rest. On average, a home for sale using an accredited home staging company is on the market for 88% less time and sells for 17% more money. Get the most out of your home sale. Call Maureen Poole at 617-791-5278 or see what Astounding Surroundings can do for you at AstoundingSurroundingsStaging.com.
Real estate prices and mortgage rates won't stay this low forever. Mortgage Banker Associations predict interest rates will rise to 5% by the end of 2015. Historically, South Shore properties have increasing value, which drives up the demand, and rent increases will outpace home value growth. According to Wall Street and Forbes, there are many reasons to purchase a property now. Learn more from local real estate expert Donna Fernandes of William Ravis at 508-245-0318.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Brenda Curry, and she is the executive director of BNIRI, which is, even though it's BNIRI, it's the Southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island region.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So you've been with BNI for 15 years.
Yes.
You were partners as the...
Executive directors.
Executive director partners
mm-hmm.
for the actual region.
Yes.
And now you're the sole. How has your passion for the business evolved?
Well, when I first became involved, I was all about how do I grow my own business?
Yes.
Because that's why mm-hmm. everybody comes to BNI. They're looking to get more customers. And how can I do that quickly, more easily? There's nothing like a warm referral as opposed to a cold call. Mm. So I saved a lot of time. I doubled. My business increased by 70% and my average sale doubled, which was like a no-brainer for me. I thought, wow, this is perfect. But over time, I really got the bug of every time I helped somebody else, it came back to me over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And over these past 15 years, I have a real appreciation now for local business people. During the last economic downturn, I had so many BNI members come up to me. I mean, it could make me cry some days how grateful people were and how wonderful and open they were with me. And I heard over and over and over again, if it weren't for the members of my chapter supporting me through this economic downturn, I would not be in business today.
Wow.
That blew my mind.
Really powerful statement.
Really powerful because, you know, people lost
their... Sincere, powerful.
Right. People mm-hmm. lost their homes. People filed bankruptcy. People lost their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of horrible things happened. And what we were able to do as a very local organization was keep people working. And we did, in the last 12 months, just in our little area, with our 50-some-odd groups, $60 million in closed business.
Closed business.
Closed business. That's so if you're on commission, that's your commission. Not, you know, if you sell a house, it's not the $400,000 for the house. It's the commission on the house. So we track all that.
Wow.
And
say that number again.
$60 million.
Wow.
And that's local business going to local business owners supporting local families.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when my passion, I think, just even evolved even more.
When you started seeing the numbers.
When I started seeing the numbers and I talk to people, I'm out on, you know, I'm going to these meetings and I'm you know, I'm at regional events and networking events, and I'm bumping into people all over the place. And they're like, oh, you're Brenda Curry. I hadn't met you yet. I'm in one of your groups. I mean, we have 1,400 members, so I don't know everybody personally. Mm-hmm. And the stories that I heard, the cards that I receive, it blows my mind. Mm-hmm. It is mm-hmm. just the coolest thing. So passion, holy moly, I'm like crazy.
You can't stop it.
Oh my, it's a train. It's going 100 miles an hour and there's no stopping it.
Well, and I want to mention that there are many other groups out there, and I do belong to several myself, and I sort of worked my way up.
Yeah.
And we talked about that at one of the meetings that, you know, when I started out as an entrepreneur, I didn't have a ton of money to join, you know, chambers and everything that was out there. And I really needed to use my little amounts of money wisely. So I joined a small group, and then I joined another group, excuse me, after that. And then slowly I started joining more groups. And what I said to you was, I know that BNI is an income generator business. That is really what you guys stand for.
It is. It's all about the bottom line.
Yeah.
And how much money are you going to make?
Yeah. And you know, it's not a greedy.
No.
There's nothing greedy about it. It's just realistically, we're all in business to earn a living.
Yes. And we're here to support one another. Our motto is givers gain. Mm. It's all about helping enough people get what they want. And then you'll get what you want.
And
I'm proud of the fact that we're all making money.
Yeah.
You know, there's no shame in that.
Yeah. Because it's fuel. You need money to fuel your life.
Exactly. We need homes. We need cars. We need groceries. We need insurance. We need whatever we need. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't it be great if we can go on vacation or put our kids through college?
I know.
You know, really, that's what it's all about.
So I actually told you, I'm like, I am now at the point where I am ready to join and make that commitment. And we're going to talk more about that later. But what I want to ask you now is, did you have any doubts when you decided to take over this franchise?
No, I was chomping at the bit. I could not wait to get to a point where I could run this organization with my vision.
Mm.
You know, I've never owned a franchise before until this.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing about a franchise is there's a system in place to follow it.
Yes.
It's paint by number. Yeah. You do exactly what you're supposed to do.
You tweak certain things to your own, you know, sort of, you know, level of business or what, you know, your personality.
Yeah. And I'm dealing with a lot of people and a lot of entrepreneurs, like we've said. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, it was just the personalization was just getting my why out there. Letting people know who I am and what I stand for. And I talk to people, I say practice without a license. I coach more people who call me up and they say, I'm struggling with my business. And then it turns into, oh, I have this other problem and I have some medical issues and I have some personal problems and I have financial problems. And we just talk through it all.
Yeah. A practice without a license. Yeah. Oh my God. Because I'm not a business coach. But I find myself coaching people that come on the show that I'm helping promote their businesses. Now, what you want to do, you tell me, what is your mission with your franchise?
My mission is really simple. It's just we're all about changing people's lives.
Mm.
It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody on my team knows that. That's our goal. And every interaction we have with our members, it's all about how do we make things better for them?
Mm. And obviously bring more women.
Yeah.
Into the organization.
We got to help the girls. I mean,
We got to help the girls.
We got to help the girls. You know, we got to support one another. You know, there are so many talented women out there who are just, they're not out networking. They're not putting themselves out there. Mm. And I don't know if they're afraid or they don't know anybody or whatever, but hey, come join us.
Yeah.
You know, I'll introduce you around. You'll do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really,
and it's a very unique group because you are fine tuning your skills as a businesswoman, or a businessman, as a speaker, networking.
Yeah, fine tuning your marketing message is really key, and we help with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the public speaking thing. People are so afraid of that.
I know.
So afraid.
People would rather die.
They'll bungee jump before they public speak.
Yeah.
And we actually train people. It's a very supportive environment, especially mm-hmm. when you get involved with a startup chapter like you're doing.
Yeah.
It's a small group and then it just kind of grows one or two people at a time.
Yep.
And you will eventually get comfortable because you're practicing your public speaking every single week, it's for 60 seconds. It's not a big deal. But you eventually you just come out of your shell.
Yeah.
And then you feel really comfortable. And it will help you when you're doing sales appointments, when you're out there going to a chamber event or any other kind of networking group or organization, because you know what to say. You know how to present your business.
And this is different. Radio's different. Right now, I'm talking to one gal. Yeah. So I know there's, 30,000 people listening right now, but I'm talking to one person. And I find myself getting nervous when I'm standing up in a group of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 people. You know? So we get an opportunity to practice, solidify those skills.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And believe me, I was nervous when I started, and I remembered the first time I got up in front of 900 people to speak, and I thought, holy moly, I cannot believe I'm here in front of 900 people.
Yeah.
So it just happens.
That's
exciting. It's a journey. So believe me, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Mm. Well, you're a pro at networking and speaking and all that stuff now. All right. Well, we got to go to break. We're going to be right back with my guest, Brenda Curry. And you can find her at BNIRI.com if you're looking for a chapter near you, or contact me. Hello for Beacon Connectors, the new one. You can also go to Powerful Women Revealed on YouTube and PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. I hope you'll stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Coaching to Fulfill Dreams is here to support you, challenge you, and to help you find the inner confidence to make tough decisions and work through any uneasy decision in your personal or professional life. Coaching to Fulfill Dreams offers you the opportunity to take ownership of your decisions that will move you closer to living the life you've always imagined. Stop asking what if and start asking what's next. Take action today. Contact Lauren at coachingtofulfilldreams.com.
Did you know you could choose your energy supplier? Hi, I'm Roxanne with a green renewable energy company. Have you noticed that your electricity bill has gone up over the last couple of months? Well, I have a solution. Since your utility company lets you choose your electricity supplier, exercise your right to choose. You can choose clean, green energy and save money with a cost-efficient 3-year fixed rate. I can show you how. Contact me at facebook.com/livingitupgreen.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Brenda Curry with BNI, and she is with the Southeastern and Rhode Island Regional Chapter. Am I saying all that right? It's a mouthful.
Yeah, well, we have 50-some-odd chapters, so it's just a region.
I'm screwing up the region part.
No worries. Okay. It's all good. Right.
So there's 50-plus chapters.
Yes.
Okay. And now, really, the philosophy behind BNI is all about giver's gain.
Yes.
And so really giving just to give,
yes.
Not giving to receive. So tell me about that.
Well, that, when I first, before I became involved in BNI, I was that kind of person anyways. I loved helping people.
Yep.
And
me too.
Most people are that way. When I got involved with BNI, I said, oh, there's actually a word for that or a phrase for what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what, anybody who's ever had a mentor or, a family member who's really trying to make them successful and really gets behind them and supports them with their business or their career, that's giving. And that's what we do naturally. What we focus on in BNI is just that. We are just under the, we all believe this, that the more we can help other people, they're going to want to return the favor.
Yeah.
It's really that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I naturally have done that for each other over the years since we've known each other.
Yep.
I met you at BIG, which is a wonderful women's organization.
Yep.
Yes, it's great. And, I came in and supported, the local pods and spoke at a few of them and, just helped in any way I could. I just made myself available. And then at the end of the day, so many of those women are now coming to BNI.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do that for that reason. I just did it because I wanted to help women.
Yeah.
So when you naturally really, truly from your heart, give to people mm-hmm. and support them. And that's really what we do at BNI. Our referral partners in any given chapter, they just support one another. Mm-hmm. They make introductions. They help with business advice. They help solve problems. And the more I can help you and the more successful I can help you be, it will come back to me.
Yeah.
It absolutely comes back.
And some people can be intimidated by the idea of promoting other businesses and think that all of a sudden it's going to suck up all their time.
Yeah.
But you really just have to, for me personally, I'm just letting it wash over me. I'm joining, I'm coming to the meetings, and, you know, I'm just remaining open-minded.
Exactly. And in time, it becomes kind of a habit. Mm. You know, we actually train people on how to do this, to work it into your everyday life. We don't want you to do anything extra and above and beyond.
Or awkward.
Oh, awkward.
No.
It has to be natural. So if you're at a barbecue this summer and your neighbor says, you know, my house really needs to be painted.
Mm.
Do you know a good painter?
Mm.
Or you might say, have you already hired a painter? I know a good painter.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
Listening to people's problems.
It doesn't have to be weird.
No. Life is weird enough. We don't need to be weird. It's really just listening for people's pain and then offering a solution.
Yeah. And it really, and I want to point out that I think one of the misconceptions that we recognized a few minutes ago at the break is that if a realtor is referring me or sending me a referral, really? Is
right.
that what it
yes.
is?
Yes.
I absolutely want to send her a referral, but I don't know anybody buying a house right now. So it's not actually one for one.
No.
Explain how that works.
And that's why we actually track, you know, the $60 million figure.
Mm.
How it works is when you're in a group of 25 or 30 or 40 members, mm-hmm. Your job is to support as many people as you can. You're not going to be able to help everybody. You may be only able to help a handful of people, but you're always, you're just throwing it into the pot.
Yeah.
You're just throwing those referrals into the pot, and, you know, a referral that you might give to the painter, that painter might then talk to your neighbor, for example, and find out that your neighbor is thinking of selling their house, but you didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then the realtor ultimately gets that referral, but that mm-hmm. wouldn't have happened if it weren't for you. So it's kind of like a chain reaction.
Yeah.
But you don't have to give to everybody. You don't really want to even give to everybody until you can identify a good client for them. None of us wants to chase clients that we're not looking for.
Yeah.
I want a really good referral. If I'm a painter, I want somebody who's actually going to paint their house.
Is looking for three.
They're looking for quotes.
Yes.
They have
mm-hmm.
a budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not forcing your neighbor to paint their house if they're not ready to paint their house.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
And ultimately, you know, you'll appreciate what that realtor's done for you.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 months from now, you're going to be talking to somebody, and they're going to say something about a house, and you're going to say, "You have to work with my realtor. She's great."
Mm.
So it might happen 6 months down the road.
Yeah. And
don't worry about it.
And the one-to-ones, which I am already doing in my business, is setting up phone calls or personal coffees, if you will.
Yeah.
Virtual coffees, I like to call them.
Yes.
With people that I want to learn about your business, and I would love for you to learn about mine. And whether we work together or not, we have a better understanding of what our goals are, what our mission is,
exactly.
what we're trying to accomplish, what our passion, our desires are. You know, we're sort of sharing that with each other. And that's really all you're doing within your BNI. You're meeting within the chapter. You're having one-to-ones. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, one-to-ones are just those personal meetings, those
yes.
coffee dates or whatever. It's all about identifying who I can connect you to.
Mm.
It's about making connections.
Mm-hmm.
We're not selling each other's products and services. We're just making introductions.
And it's not my responsibility to make the sale for you.
No,
hey, Brenda, I know this great guy or this great gal.
Yeah.
Here's their number. And then the vice versa, you let the other person know, I'm sharing your information with somebody that I really want you guys to get connected.
Yes.
Because you really value what each other's products or services are. And then whether you do business together or not, but we're sort of like little matchmakers.
We're matchmakers. Those
light bulb just went off.
There you go. That's it. I have a new tagline.
Little matchmakers in business.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And listen, I have no business giving anyone legal advice. I'm not an attorney. Mm. So if I come across someone who has a legal question, I'm just going to refer them to an attorney that I know.
Yeah.
The attorneys don't want us representing them. Believe me.
Oh, exactly.
You know.
Exactly. All right. Now, why does it take a certain amount of dedication and commitment when you decide this is not the same as some of the other groups? Some of the other groups you can join and then like never show up.
Yeah. Yeah. We're asking you to make a commitment to the other members of your group. Mm. They're making a commitment to you.
Yeah.
So you need to return that commitment. That's what makes it work.
Yeah.
There's a lot of accountability built into the system. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all, you know, been on diets and we know that if you eat right and you exercise, you know, it'll work and whatnot. But if you do only part of it, you might have some results, but not, you know.
Weight comes back on.
Yeah, we've all been there. So that's kind of how it works. If you follow the system, you have to commit to it. Mm. The biggest commitment you're going to make in BNI is your time.
Mm. Which is not a lot of time.
No, it's a couple hours, 2 to 3 hours a week. You know, you meet for 90 minutes at a meeting, and then you should spend about an hour having a one-to-one with someone.
Yeah.
That's really what you need to do. And then, you know, find some time for training.
Yeah. And in the beginning, there's a little bit of training involved for new membership. But just like anything else, it's old hat. You get comfortable with it.
We want you to get up to speed quick, so we provide some training for new members.
Yeah.
And even veteran members come back all the time.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're always changing stuff and we're finding new ways to do things. So,
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. And then you have like visitors days and things like that.
April and May are our big 2 months for visitor days. It's a great time to visit a chapter because all of the chapters are having extra food and they make all the visitors feel really welcome. And so,
kings and queens, right?
Yeah, exactly. You can visit any time of year, but April and May, we have lots of parties.
Okay. All right.
So
well, we only
check
have,
it out.
We only have one more segment left. It's going to go by really fast. When we come back, I want to know who is the right candidate.
Great.
Okay. So you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Brenda Curry with BNIRI.com, and we'll be right back with 95.9 WATD.
Dancing is the perfect combination of physical activity, social interaction, and mental stimulation. You don't have to be a professional dancer to look like one. Let Fred Astaire Dance Studio show you how to move with agility and grace. Maybe you dreamed of being a dancer as a child. It's never too late to learn the self-confidence of dance. Reignite that fire with your significant other and start dance lessons today. Or give the gift of dance with a gift certificate. Visit fredastaire.com or visit them in Plymouth today.
Looking to create residual income and have more free time? On a mission to inspire healthy living, try Juice Plus. It's been around for decades and is not a juice or a vitamin. It's capsules or chewables that adults and children love. Juice Plus helps bridge the gap between what we do eat and what we should eat. Juice Plus nutritional products are pesticide and herbicide free, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten free. Contact Dawn Spolidoro, a registered nurse and independent representative for Juice Plus at dawnrn.juiceplus.com today.
Love jewelry for free? Do you have a passion for helping others and appreciate earning an income at the same time? I'm Amy Reese Levitt, independent representative for Silpata Designs Sterling Silver Jewelry. Our pieces are handcrafted, nickel-free, and our message is simple. Give women sterling silver jewelry that they love, get it for free, or provide a platform to build the business of their dreams. Whether you're looking to find that special piece that makes your heart sing, or you want to earn it for free, contact me at facebook.com/sterlingamy.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed, and my guest is Brenda Curry, and she's with BNI. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit, about how structured the system is. How structured is the system with, who's the right candidate? Sorry, that's what I was supposed to ask.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, who is the right candidate?
So the right candidate is anybody who's an entrepreneur, business owner, salesperson who's looking to grow their business, and they're willing to put the time in to work on their business.
Not in it.
Not necessarily in it.
And the difference of those things is when you're working on your business, you're on the outside looking in, managing and creating structures and systems. And when you're working in your business, you're actually doing the work that someone else really needs to be doing.
Exactly. So a lot of our members are kind of a hybrid of that. So are you looking to work towards
a higher goal?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's a good candidate.
Okay. And then, and really, if you're at that point in your business when you're ready to take it to another level.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
And then, so we talked about the structure of the actual systems that you have in place, because there's these great guided programs that you offer for the training of the membership, but then there's also business,
we're
development, really.
We do a lot of training.
Okay.
That's really what differentiates us from other types of organizations. Okay. And we can do that because we're a large organization, locally owned, but we have lots and lots of programs already in place. We've created some here in our region as well to augment that.
Okay.
But, you know, we talk about word of mouth marketing, and whether you're in BNI or not or whatever, word of mouth marketing is a really efficient way to grow your business.
So this is word of mouth right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's not new. We didn't invent it. We're just taking it to a new level.
Yeah.
So we provide lots of training on that, how to fine-tune your marketing message, which I already mentioned, the public speaking, which I already mentioned, but how to build referral relationships with people.
Mm-hmm.
And many of our members learn all these great things in BNI that they then apply when they go to a Chamber of Commerce event.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm excited about that.
Because it's all transferable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All transferable
skills. It's all transferable skills.
Mm-hmm. And what I want to mention about the word of mouth is that, you know, this is word of mouth right now. People that have heard the show and they're sharing, you know, hey, tune into this show. It's really great. Hopefully that's what they're saying.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
But it's also within BNI, it's the word of mouth, but it's personal.
Yeah.
There's a personal touch because you've sat down with the person. You see the person every week. You're getting to know them. We're people. We're not robots.
That's right. And you know what? One of the right up from the CEO and the founder of the company, one of the things that we talk about all the time is telling stories.
Yeah.
If you want to help somebody, mm-hmm. if you can tell a story that you can put yourself in their shoes.
Yep.
You prove to them that you understand their situation. It builds trust, and stories are easy to repeat.
Yeah.
So we kind of tell each other stories about our business because it makes it easier for people to find referrals for us.
Mm. So like examples of situations, stories
of a
really great
problem that you solved.
Or like a great client outcome, like a really great client that actually had such a wonderful outcome. And you want to share those positive stories.
Yes.
Not the negative ones.
No, gosh. No, you forget all that stuff. Yeah.
If you focus on the negative, you're going to replenish the negative with more negative.
We actually have a code of ethic that everyone has to stand up and raise their hand and says, I will. And one of those codes of ethic is, I will have a positive and supportive attitude. Mm. My whole thing is, if it's not fun, go home.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We want to have fun.
You are all about fun.
Yeah. It's got to be fun. You got to be positive. You know, we all have challenges, but work through them. And
you don't want to be a negative Nelly.
No negative Nellies allowed.
Yeah. Because that just brings, it's draining.
We have a word for that in BNI. We call them fun suckers.
Fun suckers. Oh my God. I love it. Oh my God, it's true.
It is true.
It's true. So you really, I mean, you know, you have to have positive and negative. You have to have the sky and the earth, and you got to have the balance. But if you keep that positivity a little bit higher than the negativity all the time,
you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Mm, okay. Now, what is the best advice you can give to a business person?
Well, we bump into a lot of people who are starting new businesses.
Mm.
So for me, I always recommend that a new business talk to as many experienced people they can, find a mentor.
In or out of their field?
Both. Mm. Both. You know, I think when you're starting a business, you need to sit down with an accountant, an attorney. You know, you need to figure all that stuff out. Get a business coach. Get a professional.
Mm.
Hire somebody.
Coaches are key.
They're key. I have a coach. I mean, mm-hmm. I've several coaches.
Mm.
You need that. You need to get some advice and uncover every rock and then make a decision. And once you make the decision to go, go.
Yeah.
Full tilt. Don't look back. You'll figure it out. For experienced business owners, you know, I always keep an open mind. Keep your, you know, keep.
Because they've been there, they've seen it all, and you really have to sort of, you know, pull that out of your head and go back to being open-minded to learn something new.
Learn something new, and you learn so much hanging around with people from BNI. Mm. But even just get out there and network. I don't know too many people in business who don't want any more clients.
Right.
So get out there. Get out there and network. Get involved in your local chamber of commerce. Get involved in whatever, but just get involved.
Yeah.
And help your community.
And BNI is a referral group, so there can only be one realtor per
chapter.
Chapter. One painter, one electrician, one advertising. I'm advertising.
Yes.
So that's my category. You know, and I'm not paper. So a paper advertiser can come in and sort of represent paper products.
Right. And that's how we build loyalty.
Mm. Yes.
We build loyalty for each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No competition. You know, you're not going to, if you're a banker, you're not going to bump into every other bank in town. You're going to be the only banker.
Yeah.
So it's exclusive.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I can't wait. All right. Now we got to go. We're almost out of time. Who inspires you in your industry?
I have a gentleman by the name of Neeri Patel that I work very closely with. He's actually lives in the United Kingdom. He's an executive director there, but he's also the national director for the country of India.
Oh.
And I see him every year. We Skype, we talk, and he is such an inspiration, and he's so giving and loving.
I can't believe you guys have
people from all over the world.
58 countries.
We're in 60 countries now.
Wow. I was on the website, and it's like, oh, Indonesia. Oh, not that there is Indonesia, but they're everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really wild.
I actually met with some people from Thailand at my last conference. They called me and asked
Madagascar.
Me. Madagascar. Yeah, I know. And they asked to meet with me. I'm like, you want to meet with me?
Really?
And they're like, yeah, we want to find out how you run your business. And I was so touched.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so touched. It's so cool.
Wow. And you can make connections and then go visit. Take a little vacation.
Vacation's my favorite word.
All right. Well, it was so nice to have you here today.
Oh, Nicole, thank you again. Oh, this was so much fun.
You're awesome. We're great. We're a great team.
We're a great team.
All right. Well, we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women like Brenda right along with me. I'm very blessed to have this platform to bring you these amazing women. You can find all the powerful gals at powerfulwomenrevealed.com and on YouTube. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.